Okay, we're up to Nunalis on the Alice. The bottom. Omerle Rabbi Barbarchana Libani. Rabbi Barbarchana said to his children, Bonai, lo so chalo b'fonai, lo shalo b'fonai. You are not allowed, Rabbi Barbarchana ate this kind of chalev that was on the curve of the stomach, which in Bavel they held was asur, and in Eretz Yisrael they held was mutter. So he told his children, you can't eat it. Not in front of me, not in front of me. Ani shira isis Rabbi Yochanan she'ochal k'day hu Rabbi Yochanan l'smochal l'befanav v'shalo befanav. I saw Rabbi Yochanan eat this. He's my Rebbe. So I can eat it whether I'm in front of him or not. I told Oro Isoso, but you didn't see him. So you only saw me. And you're not allowed to eat it, not in my presence or not in my presence. Now, the Rav Moshe Feinstein explains what's going on over here. Is it mutter or aser? So, the Maisa, Rabbi Barbarchana himself, had a Rebbe who held that this was mutter. But the Rove held that it's aser. Normally, you'd have to go after the Rove. The only time that everybody is required to go after the Rove, if there's a Sanhedrin, they got together, they discussed it, and they voted. Then that Rove is mechayiv all of Klal Yisrael. Nobody can do differently. When there's no Sanhedrin, then there's no chiyuv dafka to go after the Rove, unless the exceptions are the following. If you are a Talmud Chacham, and you can come to the conclusion that the halach is not like the Rove, then you're allowed to follow your own psak. And anybody who follows you, is your Talmud, or comes to ask you a shaila, you can paskin for them. And then they can do what you say. But if they're not your Talmud, they didn't ask you specifically for a psak, they have to follow the Rove. They have to go after the Rove. If a person doesn't have a Rebbe, that came to the conclusion, that Rebbe has the right to follow his own psak. He has the right to paskin for others. If you don't have somebody like that, then you have to go after the Rove. So Rabbi Barbarchana, he himself didn't come to this psak, so he couldn't paskin for his children. He only knew that because his Rebbe said it. So he's allowed to follow his Rebbe. But his children, right, don't have Rabbi Yochanan. They never heard from Rabbi Yochanan. He didn't paskin for them. So therefore, the children have to follow the Rove. They can't follow their father, Rabbi Barbarchana, because Rabbi Barbarchana didn't paskin this. He's just following his Rebbe. The children can't follow that Rebbe because they never heard from him, that psak. They never asked him a shayla. And he's not their Rebbe, per se. And Rabbi Barbarchana can't paskin for his children because he didn't come to this on his own. He only received it as a psak from his Rebbe. Therefore, they have to follow the Rove. What? Yeah, that's not good enough. If your father's doing something because his Rebbe said he has a right to do that. But otherwise, you yourself have to follow the Rove of, that's the clock. You have to go after the Rove. And the Rove holds not like your father.
You should really inspect what your father did, why he does it. And then you can follow him.
Well, you can, if you're on a posek, and you can paskin for yourself. Yeah, the kids weren't on that madrega. Even Rabbi Barbarchana didn't come to this psak on his own. So he had a right. He asked the shayla to Rabbi Yochanan. So he could be somech of Rabbi Yochanan, was his Rebbe. But the children never asked that psak. So then the cloud of following the Rove applies to them.
He had
Rabbi Yochanan as a Rebbe. So he followed his Rebbe. He didn't ask Rabbi Yochanan. He was either a Talmud or what's it called? Oh, you asked from a Shilin if you're not a Talmud. Pliga didei adidei. And Rabbi Barbarchana argues on himself. In another case, he did differently. The Omer Rabbi Barbarchana, Sochli Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar once told me, Pamachas nichnasti achter Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yossi ben Lekunya Lagina. One time, I went after Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi ben Lekunya Lagina. I went into a garden with him. The Natal Stiche Kru. And he took svichim. Svichim are things that grow by themselves. In other words, he didn't plant them. They grew because of seeds that were left in the field or whatever. And the cabbages. Cabbages that grew by themselves. The ochal, and he ate it. The nosanli, and he gave me some of the kruv to eat. And he said to me, you can eat it in my presence, but you can't eat it not in my presence. Let's see 1 second what the machlokas is. Anisha ra'isias Rav Shimon ben Yochai sho'ochal k'day hu Rav Shimon ben Yochai l'smoch ala b'thonav. Right? I, who saw Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who held that Sfiche Kruv during Shvius and Mutter, I can eat, I can be somech on him. Even though the Rov, the Chora holds not like that, but Rav Shimon ben Yochai held that it was Mutter, and I saw him eat it, and he was my, what's it called, Rebbe, I could be somech on him, b'thonav. And also not in his presence. Ata, you didn't see Rav Shimon ben Yochai, right? You are somech on me. So b'fanei ocho, shalom b'fanei lo socha. So here he held that what's it called, that at least in the presence of that person you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to be somech on the kula. But not in his presence, you'd have to do it because you held the halachas like that, that you can't do. So here he argues what we said before. We said before is, if you didn't have a psak, or you weren't a talmid of somebody, right, then you couldn't do it, should be fun of or shalom be fun of somebody that's either your Rebbe or whatever. If you didn't get it from the psak, from the person who paskin differently than the Rov, then you can't be so Muhammad. And here we hold that the fun of, right, even though you didn't paskin and that person didn't paskin, but he's so Muhammad, somebody else that paskin, so in front of that person, you're allowed to, what you call, to be maker. Not in his presence, you can't be maker. Rashi. Lo sochot yasri. You shouldn't eat the schelet. The natal slichei kru b'shvius. Lachar zman abir. So Rashi learns that the case is like this. That, we'll get to what the Gemara's going to speak about it, so we'll hold on. But it's talking about eating slichim of a cabbage after the beer. Okay. Kedai Roy. He's Kedai. Kedai. He's fit to be somechan in front of him. Before I ato yochel lishmochalai. If you're in my presence, then you can be somechan me and do this even though the Rov holds its usher. However, Isias Reb Shimon Shaochal. Since I saw Reb Shimon Bar Yochai eat, right? And he paskened against the Rov, and he was my Rebbe, I can follow him. But you can't follow him, Stam. I can follow him whether I'm in his presence or not. But you're 2 steps removed. You saw me who saw him do it. So you can only, behind the plugs of the day on the day. Before he told his children, you can't even eat this chalev in my presence. Here he's saying, even though I didn't paskin this, I'm only doing it because I saw my Rebbe do it, right? You still, in my presence, are allowed to also be matter. So in my presence, you could be somech on my Rebbe. That was different than he said before. They asked, well, maybe the difference is, Slichei Kruv will see alone Yosef Mit Rabbonim. And that Chelev, the whole Mitzvah, is Yosef Mit Torah. So maybe by Torah laws, he held that you can't be Somech 2 steps away. By Rabbonim laws, maybe you can. Okay, what's the Shail of Slichim? My Reb Shimon, what is this case of Reb Shimon that he holds that you're allowed to eat Slichei Kruv? The Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer, Kol ha-svichim asurim, chutz mi-svichei kruv. She'en ki-yotzi bohen b'yerek ha-sode. V'chachonim omrim, kol ha-svichim asurim. The machlok is whether svichim, the way Rashi learns is the following. Kol ha-svichim asurim, b'shvius, mizman ha-bir ve'enich. We're talking about things that grew up by themselves during shvius. And now the shas ha-bir came. There's nothing left in the field of that kind of food. The Torah said, from that point on, you're not allowed to eat, you have to be masker it, and whatever you're not masker is also to eat. That's after the beer. So all svichim are mutter, are usher, except for stichim of kruv. Why? Alin hayotzim ikelech hakruv. Why? She'en kiyotzim behem b'yerek hasadeh, misharosh behem g'deilin. Because they don't grow from seed. They grow from roots. The roots stay in the ground, and the kruv comes out from the same roots. So it's all more like a tree than zera. Varehen ki'ilon, shemosif anothim ala anothim. V'lav b'chlau shvarshar svichim nidu. And svichim we learn from a pasuk, which Rabbi Akiva learns, that they're usher. Special pasuk that tells me the things that grow by themselves during shvius are usher after the beer. Before the beer, you're allowed to eat all fruits and vegetables. That's what we think now. That's what Rashi says. The chos shvar svichim is zera hanechbat v'nofel oritzu. All other svichim grow from seed that fell by itself and grew up by itself during shvius. You didn't plant it. It grew by itself from seed. Aval svichei kruv eino kein. Elo olav gedelin ba'anothim. Right? And svichei kruv are different. They don't grow from seed. They grow from the roots, from the heads of the cabbage. Velo asar Torah elo svichei ne'en shriya. When the Torah said that svichei are asar, we'll see that that's Rabbi Akiva, who holds it, shlichim are also from the Torah. It said, milashin zriya, planting seeds. Seeds that were planted by themselves are also doing shvius. Ki nechsiv, hein lo nizra, kach shamati. Rashi said, this is the one pshat that I heard. Okay? The kashili. Chada dechi hai gavna lo kori shvichim. El hagdele nizera nechbat, the nofala oritz called him lakita. Right? He says, first of all, that's not called shvichim b'chlau. Not shvichim kruver, not shvichim. Shvichim means something that grows from seed, but the seed came to, what's it called, was planted by itself, not on purpose. But this is not called shvichim. Something that the leaves of the cabbage that get bigger is not shvichim b'chlau. The old ilanus b'shvius milo nahaga b'enomi kedusha. Trees also, there's an issue shvius. Fruit that grows on trees after the beer is awesome. You have to mafker it. So why is shvichei kruv? Because they're like trees, okay, after the beer. The nira be'enai, the tani mishum de kruv, they no kola lechaya, kolim el sachoreth, the gingu. So Rashi says, no, it's talking talk about kruv after the beer, but the reason it's mutter is because it's always in the field. Plants that, or fruit, that once it becomes not available in the field for animals, then you have to make the beer, and it's also in the house too. But something that's always available, there's always cabbage in the field, therefore it never becomes asr. There never is shasa beer. Beer is only where it becomes unavailable to animals in the field. Once, if the kruv is always available. That's how Rashi learns. But the Kerekes Rashi learns that it's talking after the beer, whether it's what's it called, whether according to the first shot, like it's a tree or it's seed, and it's only seeds that are asher, but not trees. And Rashi says it's not true. After the beer, even fruit is asher. Elamai, it's because the kruv never becomes unavailable in the field. It's always there. And Melech Mutter. Tosfos argues on this. Let's finish up and see what the Gemara says, and then we'll explain Tosfos.
What's the Gimgum?
What? Gimgum says I'm still not clear. Right? Even this, because Tosfos says it's not true. That's a Gemara Shach. If it's not Kol Lechaya, then everybody would hold his mutter. If it is Kol Lechaya, everybody holds Asher. What's the Machlokas here? That's it. Tosfos says doesn't understand Rashi B'chlau. The Tarvayu Aliva with Rabbi Akiva. This machlokas is only according to Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, Hein lo nizra v'lo nesov es tvuaseinu. It says, if you ask, what are we going to eat? In the eighth year, we didn't plant and we didn't gather in our crops. I'm Rabbi Akiva. V'chimiachar she'en zorin mehecha osmin. If you don't plant, what's there to gather? Mikan v'svichim she'en asurin. must be talking about things you didn't plant, but they grew anyway. That's shlichus, right? Things that grew by themselves during Shemitah. And says that what's it called? Heim lo nizra, the lo nesof, that they're asher. Min ha-Torah. The Michael Miflege, Rabbanin Savri, Gazrin and Shlichei Kru, Vatishar Shlichim, the Alma. So what's the machlokes between the Rabbanin and Reb Shimon in Reb Akiva? The Rabbanin hold that Shlichei Kruv, your gozer, Enochanani, Shlichei Kruv really aren't usher. Either because it's only Zroyim that are usher, and not plants, not trees, like Rashi said, or because Shlichei Kruv always are available to the animals. So therefore there's no Shasabir for them. So the Rabbanan agree to that, but they hold that you make a gzeira Shlichei Kruv at to other Shlichim. Because if we let you eat Shlichei Kruv, you may come to eat other Shlichim. And since it's Asim in HaTorah, it's a gzeira for a deraisa. Rav Shimon Sober, Lugas Rinan Shlichei Kruv at to Shlichei Dehama. And Rav Shimon Haz, we don't make such a gzeira. Okay, that's according to Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanan hold that Shlichim are also only with the Rabbanan as a gzeira. The Rabbanan hold that what's it called, that shlichim are aser because we're afraid that people will plant things and say they grew by themselves. So any things that are normally planted year after year, if they grow by themselves in Shemitah, are aser to eat b'chlal. That's how Tosfos learns. Let's see Rashi first, and then Amar Rebbe Akiva, Lama Nemar V'lo Nesof, says we didn't plant and we didn't gather. If you didn't plant, you couldn't gather anything. Me'achir she'ein alu zorim ma'yasu. Limit ala svichim shasurim. V'hachikomer. Heim lo nizra. V'hagdele me'aleim lo nesu. We didn't plant, and anything that grows by itself, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to gather in. Gazrin and svichei kruv atu svichim di'alma. Di'afal gav de'ein beer the kruv. Even though kruv, there is no beer, like Rashi said, because it's always available. To have the sky in Kolimo Sakshomim, Svichim, did they ask him? Seal the Svichim or Asa. Why? To Lolema, Taima Mishim, the angel of Svichim, Mr. Shvias, but also the Mishri Shar Svichim. Because we're afraid if you let you eat Svichim of a crow, you'll eat other Svichim too. And you won't realize there's a difference between them. Tosfos learns there's nothing to do with the beer. Stab an Isser. Rabbi Akiva holds that there's an Isser to eat anything that grows by itself if it grows from seed. Before the beer, right? Because it's Torah Isser. And Shlichei Kruv are more like a tree than they are like seeds. You don't usually plant them every year. You leave them in the ground and they regenerate. And therefore, what's it called? The Reb Shimon in Rabbi Akiva holds their mutter. It's only zera, something you have to plant from seed. That's awesome. The Rabbanan hold this pasuk doesn't apply to anything, and it's not us in the Torah. It's only us in the Rabbanan, because we're afraid that if we let people eat things that you normally plant from seed that grew by itself, they'll plant it, and they'll say it grew by itself. So Pashtus, since it's only us in the Rabbanan, everybody agrees that Shlichei Kruv are mutter. In Rabbi Akiva, there's a machlokes, whether your gozer Shlichei Kruv are to other Shlichim. In the Rabbanan, who argue with Rabbi Akiva, and say that Svichim are only the Rabbanan, you can't make a gzeira, it's gzeira, gzeira. So then, you don't make such a gzeira. The Rambam holds differently. The Rambam holds it in Rabbi Akiva, where it's in Issur D'oraisa, and it says, B'therush in the Torah, Zera, then there's a machlokas whether you make a gzeira or not. But if it's awesome in the Rabbanan answered it across, lo plod, and it's all Svichim are awesome. And that's how the Rambam Taka Paskins, all Svichim are Asr, even Shlichei Kruv, because he holds like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Akiva, that what's it called, that Svichim are only Asr with the Rabbanan, not Midoraisa. And that's Taka the Din of Svichim, that's nothing we have to beer. It has to do with before the beer. You're not allowed to eat anything that you could, that normally is planted if it grew by itself. Because again, with the Rabbanan, we're afraid that people will plant it, and they'll say it grew by itself. Or, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a special issur d'oraisa on things that grow by themselves. But the issur is only on seed. Things that grow from seeds. Not things like trees or whatever. Fruits or mutter. Before the beer, according to Tosfos. According to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rashi, it's all after the beer. Okay. Aholich l'makom, mimakom. The Gemara says, Bishlam aholich mimakom sha'osim, l'makom sha'ein osim, nosin olav chumrei makom sha'holach l'sham. V'al yishano adam et ne'amach lokes, v'lo levet. I understand, the Gemara says, if you go from a place that does malacha erev Pesach before Chatzos, to a place where the minig is not to do malacha, so then, because of the chumras of the place where you came to, you shouldn't do malacha, right? So, and what's it called? That's chumrei makom shehigia l'sham. You're in a place now where they're machmer not to do malacha. Even though you came from a place that does malacha, you have to be machmer like the place you're in now. Ela mimakom she'ein osim, mimakom she'osim, right? But from the place where you, where they don't do malacha, you come from a place where they don't do malacha. Now you're in a place where they do malacha. Okay? Then al yishar the onimet ne'amachlokes the navid. The chara, we're saying now that you shouldn't change and you should do what they do in the place where you are. In order not to cause machlokes. Ay ho amris. That means that you should do malacha. The chara, you're being makom. You're not going after chumrei makom shigatzam yishar. This is a stira. To say that you shouldn't do different than the place where you are because of machlokes. And therefore you should do work is so sure that you have to go after the chumras of the place that you left. The place that you left, they didn't do work. The chumra would be not to do work. And here we're saying you should do work not to make machlokas. So which is it? Do you follow the chumras of the place you left, or should you do even the coolness of the place where you are not to make machlokas? So we said, Yotzim Yisham, also you have to take on the Chumrah. So here's the steering. If you're going to do Chumrei Makom, she Yotzim Yisham, you shouldn't do work. If you're not going to change from what they're doing in the place where you are, because of Machlokes, then you should do work. So which is it? Amar Abaye Areisha. So Abaye said, Achinami. That din of Chumrei Makom, she Holach Yisham, right, is only where, what's it called, you're going to be machmer like the people where you are, right? But enochanami, what's it called, al yishana bet ne'am achlokes, is you shouldn't do work, enochanami. Rashi, areisha. Va'al yishana de masnish areisha koi. Ha'olich l'makom she'osim, l'makom she'en osim. Enochanami. The only time you do, like the place where you're, where you are, is if it's a chumrah. But if it's a kula, then you don't do what they're doing, the kula. That's what Abaye says. Rava Omar, La'olam ha-sefer. It's even going on the sefer. In other words, if you're in a place where they do malacha, right, then what's it called? V'hachi k'amar. Ein b'zum b'pnei shinu ha-machlokas. You shouldn't do malacha. But what the Mishnah is saying is, here the idea of machlokas doesn't apply. Why? You won't be doing malacha, so what are people going to say? Hey, we hold you can do malacha here. Why is he not doing malacha? My ka'amrus haroe omer malacha asura. Right? People are going to say, this guy thinks malacha is awesome. And it's going to be a machlokas. Meimer amre kama baklani havi b'shuka. No, you know what they'll say? They'll say that the guy's stam lazy. Because a person's not doing malacha, there's no raya, it's also. Awesome. Maybe he's not lazy, there's no malacha to do. So that's no machlokas. Not doing malacha in a place where they do is not going to make machlokas. Mashma, though, according to Rava, other things. Where you wouldn't say that. Where it's clearly a kula and a chumra. And that place goes la kula. And if you won't go la kula, then it's going to be look like you're different than them, then you have to go to kula in that place too. The halach of chumrei makom sheyotze and chumrei makom shehigia l'sham is only if what you're doing in that place is not going to cause machlokas. If it's going to cause machlokas, then you go to kula according to the place where you are. But where it's not going to cause machlokas, like over here, not working in a place where they do work is not going to cause machlokas. Because the people aren't going to assume you're not working because it's awesome. They're going to assume you're not working because you have no work to do. Because you're lazy or whatever. To my Rava Omer La'olam HaSefer V'hachi Mashma HaSnisa Omi Makom She'en Osim L'Makom She'osim. Or if you go from a place that doesn't do work to a place that does, Nosin Olav Chumrei Makom She'osim Yishon V'lo Levin. Here is an exception that you have to go according to the chumrah of where you came from and not do work. But the kind of beyond the Alishama Adami Minigoir ain't all the machlokes. Because the reason we say that you should do the minig of the place where you are is only not to cause machlokes. The kind ain't machlokes. The my amra saroa oso bato yomer zeh omer shemalacha surah v'chalak al kulanu. They're not going to say that the reason this guy's not working is because he holds his usher and he argues with us. And he's doing different than the minig of makom. Lo yomer haki. They won't say that. And the yomer malacha imo. They'll say that he has no work to do. A lot of people don't work all the time. He has a vacation day. He has nothing to do. That's what they'll say. But if it's clear that the reason the person's doing this chumrah is because he holds differently than the other people, then it's usher. The Marazdan says, and that's like how the Rosh paskins, that where it would be machlokes, you have to do the kula. And not chumrei makom sheyatzim misham. The Prichodesh says that's only by minhagim. But if something, even in the Rabbanan, right, you have to do the chumrah that you came from. In other words, where it's a minig, the alma, it's only stama minig. Some people have this minig, some people have that minig. And it's not something that's awesome in a Torah or awesome in the Rabbanan. So then you could be mekel, you have to be mekel in minig amakom, and not be machmer if it's going to cause machlokas. If people are going to say you're not doing it for other reasons, not because you hold the tzasser, then you can follow, you have to follow the chumrah of the place where you came from. But if they're going to make machlokas, you can be mako by minhagim. Because they never would makabel minhagim in a case where it's going to cause machlokas. That's by minhagim, but not in suri. Something that I, in the place where I am, they hold this thing as asur. And in this place, they happen to pass to next somebody who says it's mutter. Then you have to go according to your minig, right? Even though, in other words, you have to go according to the place where you come from, because we're not talking about minhagim, we're talking about the fact that you're knowing to be asr, to say it's asr. Yeah, there you can't go according to the place. What?
What's it going to do if it's the
Then what?
What's it going to do is the arisa.
Yeah, but here's not what's it going to do. What's it going to do is only in one place, one days then, where two groups of people have two different halachas, that's different. But here, it's yachid, amongst other people, what's it called? And he holds his asr and they hold his mutter, he has to follow his halacha. He can't change his halacha just because of machlokas. That's not what he's going to do. The Marashdam says, right, that that's only from somebody who's going from place to place. He's traveling and he's visiting another place. Then the halacha is al yishanah b'nei. It can't be machmer in that place because people say, "Who does this guy think he is?" Right? We have a minig in this place, and he came from somewhere else, and he's going against our minig. Right? So there, even the kula, you have to change your minig to go according to minig hamakom, even if you're only there temporarily. Surely, if you're there, but if you live in a place, people live in a place, and somebody wants to be machmer. I don't want to be mekel. The minig hamakom is to be mekel, to do malacha erev Pesach. I want to be machmer. You're allowed to be machmer. It's only somebody who comes to another place, then they'll be machlokas. But if somebody wants to be machmer, people aren't going to have machlokas on him. He lives in a place, he knows he could be mekel, he wants to be machmer. That's no problem. But somebody who comes from the outside and does different than the place there, they're this place machlokas. Who do you think you are? When you're coming to our place and doing what we hold as, but if it's your place too, and you have the prerogative to be machmer if you want to. So then you're allowed to be machmer, the right Marashdam says. This halacha only applies where people traveling from place to place. Then it's an affront to the community if somebody from the outside comes and says what you're doing is wrong because I hold a different way. But somebody from the community can be machmer if he wants.